Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. After 2 years of partisan dispute, a new farm bill appears on the verge of passage. The House passed the bill yesterday. The Senate is expected to approve it next week. The five-year farm bill will end direct payments and expand crop insurance programs while cutting spending on food stamps. If passed by the Senate, the bill goes to the White House, where President Obama is expected to sign it. Joining us to discuss the farm bill is South Dakota Farmers Union President Doug Somke. And Doug, welcome back to the program. And also with us is the South Dakota Farm Bureau Vice President Wanda Blair. And Wanda, thanks for your time as well.
Well, thank you for having us.
Well, the news that the House and Senate conferees had reached an agreement on a farm bill came out on Monday. And Doug Somke, what was your initial reaction to that news?
Well, mostly relief. This has been a long, long stretch. You know, I will say, though, as hard as it's been and how diverse a process it was, I got to commend all the groups coming together. I mean, South Dakota Farmers Union Farm Bureau and even National Farmers Union Farm Bureau worked together on this throughout the whole process. And I think we demonstrated, you know, what we need to do as a Congress to get to the point that they did. But it really turned out much better than I really anticipated. I mean, I knew there were going to be cuts, and I knew that we're all going to have to give up something. And I think it, you know, showed that everyone was willing to do something anyway. And so it ended up a lot better than I anticipated.
And Wanda Blair, pretty much this, did you have a similar reaction?
Yes, I think the Farm Bureau was pleased that the outcome of what came from it. You know, like Doug said, the 2 years of debate and compromise and give and take, glad to have some of the results that we did have.
Now, this new farm bill has been delayed for, nearly 2 years. Doug Somke, how significant is it for ag producers now that it looks like there's finally going to be a new farm bill?
Oh, a lot of relief here amongst everyone, not just farmers, but amongst the agency itself, Farm Service Agency, and amongst our lenders. There's something we can all concentrate on and make work for us. You know, there's some big changes. You know, no more direct payments in the PLC or the ACR or the ARC. I mean, there's some changes there. People are going to have to educate themselves on what to do as far as the farming side. But the big thing is having the livestock indemnity plan put in for the lifetime of the bill and fully funded and set at 75% redemption for the price at the time of the loss. I mean, that's going to be huge for our producers out west. This, to me, is, this demonstrated why we need this, that storm, even as bad as it was. At least we worked through this and came to the point that we needed to come to, in the last farm bill. And so, you know, that the livestock thing, I think, is really what shows the most important thing that we have. I mean, conservation, energy, and payment limits and local markets, that kind of stuff is all important as well, don't get me wrong. But the livestock people, especially here in South Dakota, really are going to be relieved.
Yeah, Wanda Blair, you're out in Sturgis, so that must have been part of the farm bill that the people that you're working with, a lot of them out West River, were really happy to see.
Very excited about it, exactly. It's going to help a lot of people. And the farm bill was very significant to the state of South Dakota as well as the nation. It provides certainty to the farmers and ranchers for the coming year. You know, especially the provisions for the risk management, as you mentioned, for livestock and disaster, but also the crop insurance, like Doug mentioned.
Well, Doug Somke, one of the things that you mentioned was the it ends the direct payments for farmers. Now, what does that mean? How will that affect farmers and ag producers in South Dakota?
Well, for those up here in the Midwest, grain, you know, the corn and soybean farming and wheat farming up here, well, wheat farming is going to affect them more, but it really doesn't affect us a lot. Our direct payments haven't been all that big as of late, but it does really affect those down in the southern part of the country, you know, the cotton and rice and peanut farmers. It's really going to affect them. It's going to be a change of venue for them to how they're going to work and plan their their programs. But I think it's a fair program. I think it's one that we can sell. We can argue our point that we do provide a good product for our nation at a very reasonable cost, and we no longer have that cloud hanging over our head while you're getting paid even if you don't do anything. I think that throws some of that stigma away from us.
Well, there is the often when you read the criticism or hear criticisms about the farm bill, it's that the government shouldn't be subsidizing farmers with the things like crop insurance. Doug, what's your response to those criticisms?
Well, you got to look at it from all points of view. I mean, farming is not like any other business out there. I mean, we're not price makers; we're price takers, and they set the market for us. We don't tell people what they're going to pay us. So that's one thing that's really different. The other thing is that we do provide a very safe product, and if we're going to continue to do that at the cost that it takes to produce the product today, we have to have something different than what the normal business would have. That being said, on the crop insurance side, you do have to comply with conservation measures in this farm bill in order to get the subsidy for the crop insurance. And what that means is you can still get crop insurance by not complying, but you will be paying the full rate. You would not be subsidized by the federal government. So it's very accountable as well.
And Wanda Blair, how do you respond to some of the criticisms of the farm bill, particularly the subsidizing of some aspects of farming and ranching?
Well, I think what Doug repeated is so true. The farmers in the South relied on those payments more so than those of us in the North. But it's a transition that they're going to have to go through and rely on that crop insurance for their risk management. And, the subsidization of that crop insurance is there just as Doug explained. The premiums will be higher if you're not going to comply with the standards that are there. But it's important to know that we fought hard for that risk management tool, and it's there for everybody to use.
Are there some things, Wanda Blair, that's maybe missing from the farm bill that you would like to have had included?
There's always things that you had on your list that you really wanted, but when you do work like this with all the ag groups and you compromise, you have to be willing to let some of that go away and hopefully maybe come back in a different direction to try and get some of that. But to stay on the positive side, it's a good thing, and we just need to see what's going to happen on the Senate side now.
And Doug Somke, anything missing from the farm bill you would have liked to have seen included?
Well, I think everything that's included, it definitely needs to be there. But like Wanda said, there's so few of us in agriculture, production agriculture anymore at the family level, that we need to stick together. And I think we've done that through this program. And the dairy program, I think, was a heck of a compromise. I mean, no one got anything they really wanted out of that. I mean, if you wanted to put one part of it into to show how hard it was to work on things, that would be the one. Because dairy is such an extreme business, the fluctuations of costs and the fluctuations of overproduction can happen in a heartbeat in that business. And plus, it's all over the country. Dairy doesn't just operate in the Northeast or the Southwest. It's all over the country. And so how do you get a plan that works for everyone? And I think they've done a good job at setting that base production level and having it flexible that the USDA has the ability to adjust those programs as it goes on. So I just think everything, like Wanda said, we've worked hard to get where we are, and no, we didn't get everything we wanted. I think the one thing that we're probably going to see a little bit of heartburn here in South Dakota anyway is the payment limitations for those cattle producers at being at $125,000 per person or $250,000 per married couple. Today's price of the cattle to replace what they lost out there, that won't replace many cattle at that price.
If I could add one more thing, one of the things that's in the farm bill that's very good for us out here in the hills is the tool to combat the beetle, pine beetle prices that we have out here. And so that's one of the very positive things that we got that's going to really help us.
No, Wanda Blair, our U.S. Representative Kristi Noem was one of the conferees working out the negotiation. How closely did you work with her and the other members of our congressional delegation?
Well, Well, we worked very closely with them, especially with Christy. Christy did some great stuff for us in the way of the livestock disaster, for one. And I agree with Doug, the $125,000 isn't going to cure the herd numbers, but it sure is a good step in the right direction. But we worked very closely with all of them, and they were very, very good to work with.
And Doug Somke, I'm assuming that you and the other organizations spent quite a bit of time over the last couple of years helping to, I guess, maybe lobby for the new farm bill. Able to concentrate on other things?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to working on some other projects for a couple of months anyway. And like Wanda said, you know, Christy and Tim and John really poured their heart into this. I mean, they really worked as hard as those South Dakotans they represent work. And I'm proud of all three of them, what they've done here. And Wanda, your good point about the beetle programming, that's something that we definitely need, not only here, but, you know, down in the Rocky Mountain area around Denver, they've got a terrible problem. And, you know, they had some terrible disasters, too, that weren't brought up, the flooding that they had in that area that wiped out a lot of irrigation systems and flood irrigation systems that, you know, it's going to take a lot of money to replace. And so this is all good for them as well. Unfortunately, you know, you never do have enough money, but you know what? Any little bit helps right now in the government. That's what they're there for in times like that. And I guess I couldn't be prouder to do what we do. I will say, though, I really wondered if we were ever going to get there.
But yeah, okay. Well, Doug Somke, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to join us today.
Yeah, say, if we could say
yes.
One more thing. The South Dakota Department of Agriculture just came out with a release about an enhanced livestock loan participation program for ranchers. You know, it is a loan, but at least it helps those younger producers, just absolutely don't have any other choice. And it's going to offer a lower interest rate of 2.75%. So, and the producer has to receive at least 60% of their payment or their income from agriculture. So, and they will work with their local bankers, the state Department of Ag will. So that's a great thing that you know, we're working on in South Dakota. So I'm proud of what we're doing on that level as well.